Welcome back to the IBM Support Assistant Update. I'm your host, Glenn McGordy, and I'm with Terrence Quinn, our team lead for the IBM Support Assistant project. In this third part, we're going to take a look at problem determination tooling, some troubleshooting tools, some remote data collection options, and we're going to save some time for Q&A. So let's jump into the problem determination tools. And Terrence, can you tell us a little bit about some of the tools that are offered within the IBM Support Assistant Workbench?
Sure, Glenn. We have a wide variety of tools available in the IBM Support Assistant Workbench. For example, we have tools related to remote assistance, such as the Assist On-Site tool, which offers live remote assistance from IBM Technical Support. We also have tools related to Java troubleshooting, for example, memory dump diagnostic tool for Java, and garbage collection and memory visualizer. We have tools specific to particular products, such as WebSphere troubleshooting tools. We also have cross-product environment troubleshooting tools. There, our most popular tool is the Visual Configuration Explorer, which lets you visually explore cross-product configurations.
And the value that IBM Support Assistant Workbench provides, it provides a single repository for tools and ensures that those tools are up to date. So if there's a change in the tool, when you log back into IBM Support Assistant, you're notified immediately that there's an update for that tool. You also see that some of the tools are integrated with the data collection script, so it allows some interchange of data there with a specific tool. And then integration with the IBM Guided Activity Assistance, which is another tool that's available within IBM Support Assistant Workbench. And that provides just a step-by-step guidance towards trying to resolve problems. So a wide range of tools, all within the Workbench, easy to update, easy to integrate, a solid package of problem determination tools if you're looking for ways to be able to resolve some of these issues on your own. Now, Terrence, I lightly touched on the IBM Guided Activity Assistant, but could you go into a little bit more detail about how this could be a valuable problem determination tool?
Sure, Glenn. The IBM Guided Activity Assistant, or IGAA tool, provides a step-by-step guide for configuration tasks or troubleshooting. So to go into more detail about troubleshooting with the IGAA tool, what I mean there is that You're asked a series of questions where your answers will result in a new set of questions in some cases, or help you narrow you down to the actual resolution of the problem that you've encountered.
So it sounds like the IGAA tool does a really good job of just guiding you through a series of questions, giving you answers along the way, and if those answers don't resolve the issue, it continues to move you towards a solution. Sounds like it'd be pretty easy to use, and it looks like there's a good amount of content out there. Sounds like a good way to do some troubleshooting on IBM Software Group products. Okay, Terrence, let's move on to remote architecture. We alluded to this in the last session when we talked about remote data collection with agents, but the IBM Support Assistant Workbench also has a corresponding package for remote architecture. It's separate. It's a separate download. But could you tell us a little bit about what kind of features are included in the remote architecture?
Sure, Glenn. The remote architecture within the IBM Support Assistant is, as you said, a separate download and install. Remote architecture package is made up of components from Tivoli Common Agent Services. And these components include not only the IBM Support Assistant Workbench, but an agent manager and agents. This again is for large enterprise customers that have multiple servers that they need to do problem determination functions on.
Thanks, Terrence. So if you're going to use a remote architecture, how would you do something like data collection from your workbench to these remote servers? How does that work?
Well, Glenn, after you've successfully installed the remote architecture package from the IBM Support Assistant, you can, right there from the workbench, invoke a data collection on a remote system that is running the IBM Support Assistant agent package. Once the data collection is finished on the remote agent, the Support Assistant Workbench will then retrieve the data collection automatically for you and place it into a case of your choosing. Once the data is retrieved from the remote agent, it can then be sent on to IBM using secure transfer, or can also be sent to a third-party FTP server. Also, I wanted to stress another important feature with the remote architecture is the ability to do system inventory on remote agents. You can at any time request a current inventory of the remote machine and pull that back to the workbench as well.
So for the large enterprise customer with multiple servers, I guess large number of servers, installing the remote architecture on the servers and using the agent technology to do data collection or inventory collection would be a very easy way to do this through the workbench. It sounds like a good solution. So again, we have the option to do data collection through the workbench, through the IBM Support Assistant Lite, and now the third option here is with the remote architecture. Very nice. That was great, Terrence. Let me move us into question and answer now. I know that we get some commonly asked questions, and I wanted to just cover those for our audience. Let me start with the first question. Is there a place where I can go to get additional information? I know we covered a lot of topics today, but I want to get more details. Where can I go to get that?
Sure, Glenn. You can go to the IBM Support Assistant homepage, and that's located at ibm.com/software/support/ISA.
One other question I had here, Terrence, do I need the remote architecture to collect from remote servers or from other machines that I have in my company or my environment?
No, not at all, Glenn. A good solution for doing that would be to utilize the IBM Support Assistant Lite architecture that we discussed earlier.
Okay, so you made reference to a website for information on the IBM Support Assistant Workbench. Can you get the information on the IBM Support Assistant Lite there as well?
Yes, that's correct. That information is there as well.
And can you tell us what that URL is again?
Sure. That is ibm.com/software/support/ISA.
All right, thank you. Terrence, if I want to get information on what platforms are supported for the Workbench, IBM Support Assistant Lite, and the remote technology, can I get that information at the website as well?
Yes, and I encourage any user to go out there to the website and understand which platforms are supported for the various features, the Workbench, IBM Support Assistant Lite, and the agent technology.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Terrence, and another question. How many IBM software products does IBM Support Assistant support?
Well, Glenn, we have over 400 product add-ons that can be used to customize IBM Support Assistant. And as far as data collection, we have collectors for many of those product add-ons, but not all.
Okay, thank you. Terrence, if a customer has a problem with the IBM Support Assistant, can they get support for that through IBM?
Yes, they can.
And so how does that work? Are they able to call the same 800 number that they would for any other entitled product?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, so I have a problem with the Support Assistant. I'm entitled with, say, a product like WebSphere Domino. How would I exactly get to an analyst that would be able to help me with that particular problem with IBM Support Assistant?
Well, you would, as you mentioned, you would call the same 800 number for support. You would speak with your Domino representative, and they would then open the service request for you against Domino, and then that service request would be routed to the IBM Support Assistant team from there.
Okay, so sounds like it's pretty much the same process. Call the 800 number or go to the SRF website, open up a PMR for the entitled product that you're trying to use IBM Support Assistant with, and then when that problem gets to the Level 2 engineer, they'll note that it's related to IBM Support Assistant, either provide support directly themselves or put the customer in touch with the IBM Support Assistant team. Sounds like a real easy way, follows the same support process. Is there another way, maybe even within the workbench, you could do that?
Sure, we have a very convenient method within the workbench of just using sending feedback. And once you fill out the feedback form and send it, it comes directly to the IBM Support Assistant team.
Okay, two easy ways. Use the IBM support process with entitlement, or go within the workbench, click on the feedback mechanism, and send your problem or question or feedback directly to the IBM Support Assistant team. Sounds very convenient. Well, Terrence, I'm out of questions, if you can believe that or not, but actually I have one more. If one of our customers, one of our listeners today, has some additional questions, how can they get a hold of the IBM Support Assistant team directly?
The best way to contact the IBM Support Assistant team would be to send an email to ibmsa@us.ibm.com.
Well, this ends our three-part overview and update on IBM Support Assistant 4.1. I hope you've enjoyed it. This has been your host, Glenn McGordy, with our IBM Support Assistant team lead, Terrence Quinn. Terrence, thank you for all the information and insights on IBM Support Assistant.
Sure, Glenn. My pleasure.
And we hope that you will find IBM Support Assistant to be a valuable tool for what you're trying to do in the problem determination space. And by all means, provide us feedback through that account, that address that Terrence gave us previously. And enjoy the IBM Support Assistant product. And thank you very much.